Blog Talk Radio. Overcomers United Radio Show. Today is Tuesday, the 25th of July 2017. Now, I've got a good show today. It's going to be kind of Pentecost related because I really believe that we're, you know, like I'm a Pentecost stalker, okay? This is what's going to happen now. So, I know where Pentecost lives and I know its telephone number and So what I'll be doing is I'm going to be talking about that today. I do have a YouTube video that I'm going to release soon. It's just I do need to still tweak it a little bit. But because you've tuned in to the live radio show today, I'm going to play it live on the radio show. Now, it's quite a long YouTube video. I've never done a long YouTube video before, but it's going to be comprehensive in terms of looking at the issue of why Pentecost hasn't happened yet, or the fact that it's not due to happen yet, I should say, and maybe that we think it's passed but it hasn't actually passed and we've still got it to come. So that's going to be something I'm going to share in the show. So it will be a recording of my YouTube video, but once I've tweaked it a little bit, because the thing is I share a segment from another YouTuber's video called Maranatha Amen, sister called Laura. And then what happens is I start talking about the blood moons, and I need to tweak that a little bit because it just, the flow, just, you know, just so you know, when you listen to this video, okay, and she finishes talking about what she says, and I start talking about the blood moons, it's because I've edited it out, the bit that I needed to keep, and I deleted it accidentally. Okay, so, I can't waste too much time because there's only literally a limited amount of time on this radio show. Therefore, I'm not going to be able to play the whole YouTube video live. But if you quickly, as soon as the radio show finishes, if you go back about 15 minutes after, because I'll get these extra 15 minutes, then you go back and I'll be able to carry on with the recording, and then you'll be able to listen to it because you're going to hear it before anybody else does on YouTube, okay? Because you're privileged, because you're, you know, the radio show, you know, elites. You are the privileged ones, and so you get the honour, okay? So it comes to you first. This is like prime time revelation, okay? Well, not revelation, but it's kind of encouragement, okay? So we're going to do 5 minutes of praying in tongues as well. So I'm going to lead us in prayer, and then we're going to begin that without any further delay or introduction, because I'm sure we all know what we're doing now with that. And then what I'll do is I'll play the video, and then we'll carry on with that into the show. And it is quite a long video, so it may take up the whole show, but it's me talking and stuff, so hopefully you will understand it. I hope so, anyway. So let's pray. Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me in the way everlasting." Amen. So we're going to begin now with 5 minutes of praying in tongues. And so I just want to welcome the guest who's listening from their PC, guest 277, you're very much welcome. I hope this time is going to be a blessing to you. And so we're going to say holy fire together 3 times, and then we're going to begin with praying in tongues. So holy fire, holy fire, holy fire. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope that was a source of encouragement for you. A power-packed 5 minutes there for you. So this is Overcomers United. This is where we join forces together, bring our faith together, and bring our zeal together, and bring our issues together. And I would like to initiate the issues by saying that I am a Pentecost stalker, and I've been a Pentecost stalker for probably maybe like the last 2 weeks, maybe. Maybe since my Antigua dream. And so this is my first meeting together with you. So I'd just like to thank you for allowing me to come to Pentecost Stalkers Anonymous. Thank you very much. Okay, my name's Overcomer, and I live in the UK. And so I just like to encourage others to step forward if they feel that they're a Pentecost stalker, and and if they would like to share in the madness that is looking for the Pentecost. Now, I actually believe that the biblical Pentecost count is 100 days, okay, according to Leviticus 23. So the issue remains then, if the Pentecost count is correct, and I believe it is, I think that the way I see it is that we believed it was 50 days for so many years, and all of a sudden, in the last year or so, we seem to have this awareness or understanding that it's actually a bit different, and that has to be God doing that. It has to be. And there has to be a reason for it. Why is he telling us the true biblical count of Pentecost? And I believe it's because it's so that we can understand the times that we're living in. Now, as I say, I've got this video that I'm going to release sometime today, but you're going to get the first taste of it, because this is the first fruits, you know, the first fruits elite of Overcomers United get to taste of the glories that are to come, first of all, because you're favoured and special. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that shortly. It is half an hour long, okay? But what I'm going to say in this video is basically, if the new crescent moon calendar was correct, then the manifestation of Pentecost would have happened by now. So in this video, I show two possible reasons why it hasn't happened yet. Either the new crescent moon calendar is off by a month due to the beginning of the year starting too soon, or the new moon is the full moon, and that calendar has Pentecost coming up on the 8th of August. If the new crescent moon calendar is off by a month, then that would suggest that my prophetic Pentecost count starting from second Passover, which is the 10th and the 11th of May, would actually be first Passover. And as it stands, the new crescent moon calendar is therefore in error and is flawed. So we need to look towards the 8th of August for the Pentecost fulfillment. And if we pass that date, then we know that the final true Pentecost count will be from second Passover, which would be the first Passover technically on the calendar, to make Pentecost the 21st and 22nd of August. So I'm going to begin now with this radio show. So hopefully I can get it into the recorded section too. And I will be uploading it as well. God bless you and enjoy. Okay, so this is quite an exciting video because Pentecost hasn't actually come yet. God has saved the best wine until now. The issue is really, which is the true calendar? And I think this is why a lot of us have been seeking the Lord, not just kind of getting hooked up on it and all that. Date setting is actually a term from the pit of hell. That is used by the enemy to try to discredit every kind of desire to seek out the truth of what God is saying in these times. And so, you know, it says in Proverbs that it's the glory of God to conceal a matter and the glory of kings to search it out. In 2012, I was made aware of the four blood moons that were coming up in 2014 and 2015 and how they fell on these Jewish feasts of the Lord, and I just thought, well, you know, that's interesting, but I don't know what the feasts of the Lord mean. And that began my pursuit really to understand what is the Feast of Trumpets, what is the Feast of Passover and Tabernacles, etc. And you know, as far as I was concerned, we had Easter and Christmas. That was my limited understanding of, you know, celebrating a religious holiday.
And it's not like, as a Christian, I need to observe these Jewish feasts of the Lord. It's not like I need to observe them and keep them and, you know, make sure I don't work on that day. No, it's about understanding that in them, Christ has fulfilled. And this is what's so great, is that there is a substance to their prophetic meaning of what these feasts refer to. And obviously the appointed time of the Lord being that this is how he works, is accordance to these feasts. And so, you know, we know that obviously when Pentecost had fully come, that's when the Spirit was poured out upon the apostles. Now, we are waiting, really, for the fullness of the Spirit. We're waiting for the fullness of our redemption and the manifestation of Christ, the revealing of Christ, so that when we see him, we shall be like him. So really, you know, we live this now by faith anyway, that is Christ in us, Galatians 2:20, and that we no longer live. But what's interesting is that around about the same time I got this understanding of the blood moons, I also was made aware of a specific calendar. And that calendar was the full moon calendar as the new moon. And I don't remember much else about it at that time. All I remember is I remember it having a blue background and there being, like, you know, dates on a chart. So back in 2015, I believe it was 2015, I was made aware of it again, this calendar, this full moon calendar. And since 2015, for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been going backwards and forwards on the new crescent moon and the full moon and looking at the differences between them. And really, ultimately, there's the only difference is just that they're 2 weeks apart. The new crescent moon is 2 weeks earlier than the full moon as the new moon. So really, it's a case of a process of elimination to determine which is the true new moon. Because nothing in Scripture says that the new moon is actually the sliver. And nothing in Scripture says that the new moon is the full moon either. But there are references made in Scripture to give us an understanding of what the new moon could be. And as we know, there's Psalm 81 verse 3 that a lot of people would refer to and say that that is in reference to the new moon being the full moon, because it talks about on our feast day, and that feast day would happen on the new moon, which is the Feast of Trumpets, because the new moon would be actually on the full moon for this calendar, which I'll show you in a minute. So really, it's a case of going through, and this is really what wisdom is all about. The enemy wants us to stop what we're doing and to abort it, because if we continue with this seeking of wisdom, we will come to it. We will search out a matter and find out the truth to a matter, just like we've looked at the true count of Pentecost this year. Now, as I say, the Creator's calendar had that probably about last year or even the year before. They had this awareness that the true count of Pentecost wasn't just merely 50 days. But this year, there seems to be this awakening and stirring in our hearts. And it's done by the Lord. Like, the Lord's done this in our hearts to make us see that Pentecost isn't that count. That's like and in error. But the true Pentecost count, as we know, the Feast of Weeks in Leviticus 23, it says 7 weeks. We shall count 7 weeks after the Sabbath. So after that Sabbath would be first fruits, because it was the first day of the week that Jesus rose. So that would be the 17th day. So we count 49 days because that's 7 Sabbaths, and then after that 7th Sabbath, then we count 50 days to the day to where we get to. So if you count from 49 days, then another 50 days to the day you get to the 100th day. So what we've already had so far is we've had the new crescent moon count come and gone. That was the 22nd of July. We've even had the 100-day count for Resurrection Sunday come and gone. The only calendar that's left that remains yet to be fulfilled for Pentecost is the full moon calendar. And they have Pentecost as being the 8th of August. So, in regard to this, we then have to not just take someone's word for it, but we need to look into it and see where is the credence for this being the case. And there's a channel called Maranatha Amen by our sister Laura, who has been led by the Lord to search out a matter in regards to when the year is to be initiated. And I'm going to play her video now. It lasts about 4 minutes. But I want you to see that even though she recognizes the turn of the year at specific points, both in the spring and in the fall, she's obviously making reference to the new crescent moon. But I want you to think, bearing in mind, looking at the full moon calendar, how that one fits better than the new crescent moon calendar. And then after the video, I'm going to get back to you and conclude this video with that thought that really it's probably not 30 days off, but rather 2 weeks off, meaning Pentecost is still yet unfulfilled because we haven't yet reached it. So here's the video.
I want to share with you what I was led to this week in the fullness of Shavuot Pentecost. Yes, I know. Don't laugh. I still believe we are in that time frame. So let's go and read Exodus 34 and 22. You shall celebrate the Feast of Weeks, that is, the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering at the turn of the year. Okay, the ingathering is in the fall time. And then, of course, first fruits is in the springtime. So what is this turn of the year? This is the first of the Jewish year in the spring when the turn of the spring season happens. And the middle of the Jewish year when the turn of the fall season happens. Now, the Bible says that stars, sun, and moon are for signs, seasons, and for years. I believe the Jewish calendar is probably off right now, this springtime, as to when the Jewish New Year began. Now, I want to make it clear this is not my discovery. I saw this online this past week, and I checked it out. I went to the scriptures and looked it out, and I went to Stellarium and looked it out. And it looks to me like the turn this spring did not happen until the 10th of April on the full moon. Then the next new moon sliver should have been the start of the first Jewish month, or Nisan 1. And that was on April 27th. But that didn't happen. I think back in March is when they started Nisan. So in the fall, the turn of the season does not happen until October 5th. Which then the next new moon sliver should begin the 7th month, or Tishrei, on October 21st. Now, I went all the way to spring 2018 to check the spring and the fall turns of the season, and they do check out. Perhaps, you know, if I had more time, I would go another year or two further. But that takes a lot of studying all of this stuff. So to find the turn of the season, as Exodus 34:22 says, you look at the full moon date in Stellarium and begin in February. Okay, I like to use ocean landscape, and you go and look due east on that full moon date and see where the full moon rises on February 10th. It's left of due east. Now look over to due west, and you can see where the sun sets. It sets left of due west. Now let's go to the next full moon, March 12th. Look to the due east and see that the full moon rises to the left of due east again. Now look over to due west and see where the sun sets. It sets left of due west again. So let's go to the next month and try. In April 10th is the next full moon, and you go look at due east and see that the full moon, its turn, it's now rising to the right of due east. It moved from the left over to the right of due east. That is called the turn of the season. Now look over to the west and see where the sun sets. It too has turned for the season, and it's setting right of due west. Okay, you have to look at both due east and due west, and then you have to watch the moon and the sun. And when both of them have turned for that full moon date, that is the turn of the season. Then you go to the very next new moon sliver that is sighted, and that is either the first month of Nisan, the beginning of the year in the spring, or it's the seventh month of Tishrei in the fall, and this happens twice a year. So my point is here, if the Jewish year beginning is off because the turn of the season was not used to find the next new moon this year, the Jewish calendar would be off by 30 days.
I've got pictures here that the full moon calendar had for the blood moons back in 2014 and 2015. Now, what happened was they added their 13th month in 2015, which offset the last two blood moons, which put me off a little bit because it didn't have exactly 6 months between each blood moon anymore. Even though there was 6 months in between, literally 6 months in between each blood moon on the calendar, it offset it. So it made the blood moon fall on the 13th month and then on the 6 month, and it didn't really carry on in pattern. So what I'm gonna say is that maybe I'm not you know, saying this to criticize, but I'm saying it in a way of maybe, you know, sometimes we all make mistakes. Maybe the creator's calendar were wrong to put that 13th month there, and it should have gone in this year, 2017. Because what we've got is, in regards to it all, it doesn't make much difference anyway in the grand scheme of things, because now all the calendars are all up to date with everything in terms of that extra 13th month. We're back to April 2017 as being the first month on the full moon calendar, and the October being the seventh month on the full moon calendar. So I'm going to play this video now, which shows the four blood moons fall in on the first day of the first month and the first day of the seventh month, according to the full moon calendar. So it would be the New Year day on the first blood moon and the third blood moon, and it would be on the Feast of Trumpets for the second and fourth blood moons. So here's the video now. Excuse the music. This is the music I chose back in 2015. They were the 4 months, okay, of the first month and the seventh month for two consecutive years for the four blood moons. Now, I've got this year's pictures to show you, okay, so that you can see how the pattern is. So the first month would be April, on the 11th of April. So this is where the first day of the new year is this year. Is on the 11th of April, is the new moon day. Okay, so the seventh month, which would be the Feast of Trumpets, would be Friday, the 6th of October, which both of these pictures confirm what Laura has said about the turn of the year. The turn of the year, which is in April, has to be after the 10th of April, which it is. And the turn of the year for the full season has to be after the 5th of October, which it is. Therefore, when we look at this calendar for when is Pentecost, the true biblical count for Pentecost lands on the 8th of August, which is the first day of the 5th month. Now, if there is 100 days, then it might be the 7th of August, because the actual full moon is actually in the evening of the 7th. It's actually at 11 minutes past 6 in the evening, British Summer Time. So it may be that Pentecost happens on the 7th. But, you know, I've got to trust that the creators of this calendar know what they're doing, and they've put the Feast of Weeks on the first day of the 5th month, because there is this translation of the word Pentecost meaning 5 because of Pent. And you can go on their website to find out more about the true count of Pentecost. I just really want to encourage you that I don't believe Pentecost is fulfilled yet. Now, if nothing happens, okay, I hate to say those words, but if nothing happens on the 8th of August, then there is one final count to Pentecost, which is from the second month, from the first fruits of second month, using the second Passover timeline. So you would have the count going from the 17th day of the second month, which would be either the 13th or the 14th of May, and that takes us all the way till the 21st of August. Even, you know, roundabout between the 20th to the 22nd of August is a very high watch time in that regard. So then you add another 53 days, you get 153 days, which is like the count for Passover count for the fish, takes us all the way to the end of all the full feasts, to the 8th day of Tabernacles on the 12th or 13th of October. But all I can say is, for those that really do know the Lord, that really do desire to be with him, there's nothing else quite so satisfying than to look for his coming and to understand these great mysteries that he's given us in the Word. Many years ago, well, as I say, 2015 it was. No, actually, probably 2014 it was, okay, when the blood moons began. You know, there were loads of people who were having rapture dreams from 2013. And I didn't really have any dreams. And I was like thinking, Lord, if you gave me a dream, that would help me to understand. And he said to me, everything that you need to know is in my word. So when I mention about this dream I had in Antigua, it's only because that's probably the one of very few dreams that I've ever had, you know, because my emphasis is to look in the word and to see the truth and the mysteries that are hidden in the word. That's my greatest joy. Dreams are there in a way as a little kind of bonus, really, for us to put it into picture format. Because we love watching films, we love reading books, and they in themselves are like picture formats in our mind to help us give us an understanding of, you know, life in general, of tragedy, romance, and action and adventure. So obviously there is the blessing of dreams that come to give us that pictorial wisdom. But obviously the word is the foundation, and there's great mysteries even in the Old Testament as well as the New. And I think together we're being able to piece it together. I don't think the Lord is allowing us to have the whole picture, because to, you know, for one person, because it's not how the body is made. The body is made of many different parts. And I'm glad that there are some watchmen on YouTube who haven't given up on Pentecost, because it's allowed me to increase my understanding on something I didn't know about. I didn't know about the turn of the year and how significant that is. I have got no understanding, absolutely zero understanding on the star constellation stuff. And to be honest, I was a little bit like arrogant against it, because it was something that just seemed a bit too peculiar to me to even understand. But when you look at them all in the grand picture of things, what Laura's found, especially with the turn of the year, in terms of how the sun and the moon, because I mean, for me, the sun and the moon is my call. Okay, I have the lunar and solar eclipses on my timeline. So I know that for me, I have more regard for the sun and the moon patterns than I do for the stars. So the stars, you know, other people can do. I can't really understand it and include it, apart from obviously the Revelation 12 sign in the timeline. But the turn of the year aspect that Laura's found at Maranatha Amen channel, her channel, I don't know why I've not seen it before, but she's done loads of stuff about Pentecost and she spent hours looking into this. You can tell she spent hours looking into this stuff, and you can tell that her heart loves the Lord. So in that regard, I would put a lot of credence to her findings, even though obviously we look at maybe potentially two different calendars. I'm referring to the full moon, and she's referring obviously to the new crescent moon, because that's how the Jews go by it. But what if, you know, the full moon is the new moon? Then we need to really recalibrate our thinking. Because, you know, when you don't have something right, you're going to be off kilt. Even if it's just by 2 weeks, you'll be off kilt. Just like what we're at this point at the moment, if Pentecost is still yet to be fulfilled in all its glory, then those that follow the new crescent moon, they haven't got a leg to stand on anymore. I mean, some would say, well, it might be today, it might be tomorrow. And yeah, that is that possibility. But when you look at the true count, it's gone past 100 days. And I'm just being real with it. So what we have to look at then is really what calendar is still standing. And the only calendar that's still standing in this present time period is the full moon calendar, which has the Feast of Weeks as the first day of the fifth month. And that is still yet to come. And this 8th of August, actually, on my timeline, is so exciting as well, because it initiates the ninth hour on my timeline, which is the ninth hour of the day watches, which is from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m., which is when Jesus gave up his spirit and the dead were raised in their tombs and came out and went and visited people in the city. Hello? I mean, that's kind of awesome. We just read through that and go, oh, yeah. Some people came out of their tomb on the third day and they went and visited, you know, into the city and saw people. Oh, yeah, okay then. Well, we'll carry on reading, you know. But like, whoa, that's like the dead in Christ. Hello. I'm not saying the dead in Christ has happened yet, but that's just a foretaste of what is to come. But that's a representation of what we got coming. And that's why I believe the ninth hour is really the hour of our transformation. People say no one knows the day or the hour. Well, I would say to you, it's the ninth hour. And secondly, it's the 14th day and the 17th day. Because Jesus said to the thief on the cross, which was the 14th day, today you will be with me in paradise. And why did he say that if he was going to be in the ground for 3 days? He said it because on this timeline, the 14th day is also the 17th day. We've had 3 years, which is from 2014 to 2017, is 3 days. So it's also, so it's the no one knows the day because it's the 14th day and the 17th day merged into one. I don't know how you call that. You know, how can you say it? It's 14-17? That's the day. It's the 14-17th day at the ninth hour. But this should get our dancing feet going because this is exciting. You know, literally, we are on the cusp of the ninth hour beginning. And as the ninth hour begins on the 8th of August, it finishes on the 5th of October. And when you look at this calendar, the next day on this calendar, the 6th of October, is the Feast of Trumpets. And therefore, if you have the 11th of April being the first day of the first month, and the end of this Passover night being the 5th of October and the 6th of October being the first day of the 7th month, which is Trumpets, then this is still valid. This four-night watches is still valid within the timeline of the full moon calendar. And as I say, even in the first four blood moons, the four signs for the four-night watches of first Passover night also fits in with the calendar. Obviously, they moved their calendar ahead a month, but if you can disregard that, or if I can disregard it, I'm sure you can, is what I mean, because it's irrelevant now that we're up to this point in the same scheme of things from April to October, which is the true turn of the year, which is what Laura has found. So this really is a confirmation that the new crescent moon calendar cannot be true because it can't start the year before the 10th of April, which is what they did do. They started it at the end of March 2017. So that means that the new crescent moon calendar is flawed and in error and therefore has failed the test. So this is really why I believe that the full moon calendar has to be the right one, and therefore if Pentecost hasn't come yet on this calendar, which is still yet to happen in 2 weeks' time on the 8th of August, then I personally believe that that's what we need to be looking for. And, you know, as I say, there is the count from second Passover, from first fruits, which takes us up to the solar eclipse, but that's not truly biblical. The second Passover count is really only from my own prophetic understanding. But if Laura's saying that the calendar is off by 30 days, then in a way you could say that the 10th of May is actually first Passover. So you could have the count starting, and therefore the true count of Pentecost would be the 21st of August. So I would say, to be honest, the new crescent moon calendar has failed. It's failed the test. It's not the watchmen. The watchmen haven't failed the test. The calendars are failing the test. And this is the reason why. Because they're being tested to see if they stand true to the word of God. And the word of God says that Pentecost time period. So if it hasn't happened, because the calendar is failed. It's wrong. So I'm looking at the full moon calendar, and I've said this before. I know I've said it before, and I now go back onto the new crescent moon calendar. But the thing is, from this point on now, I'm now realizing there's no point looking at the new crescent moon calendar when it's failed. It's not brought forth for Pentecost. Otherwise, Pentecost would have happened. This is the year where we're going to see the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God having come in power. This is what we're looking for. Are you ready for that? It's coming soon. God bless you. Have a great day.